Menachos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, 2:1. We continue to discuss the psul of pigul, having chutz lezamano thought, thinking about doing things in the improper time with respect to menachos. Now, to understand this Mishnah, it's pretty abstract. You have to just think through the whole framework of how pigul works. Let's go for a moment back to zvachim. The idea of pigul, when it came to animal offerings, was if one is doing one of the four essential blood avodas, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, if during that one of those four processes he thinks that he is going to do something in the improper time that can cause pigul, what is that thing he would think about? So he could think about one of three possibilities: offering the blood in the improper time, offering the emurim, the sacrificial parts that go on the altar in the improper time, or consuming the meat. Let's say it's a kohen, and we're talking about, let's say, a chatas, eating of the meat in the improper time. Okay, so those are three possibilities: the blood, the emurim, the sacrificial parts that are burned in the mizbeach, and the basar, the meat eaten by the kohanim. When it comes to a mincha, we have a very similar parallel setup. We have four essential avodos. Here we're talking about the kamitza, the extraction of a piece of the meal, the nesina bakli, the putting of that meal into a kli sharis, which gives kedushas haguf, sanctifies the mincha, the holacha, bringing of that kli with the komets into the towards the mizbeach, to the mizbeach, and then finally haktara, the burning of that komets on the mizbeach. But those are the four essential steps. And if one thinks during any of those four stages that he's going to do something in the wrong time that could cause pigul, what's the something? So the two basic things are burning of the komets or eating of the mincha, the shirayim, the leftover that's left in the meal. But there's a third element. There's a third thing that also goes on the mizbeach, which is the lavona, the frankincense. Okay? And if one thinks about the frankincense, that he's going to do the frankincense, haktara, the burning of it on the mizbeach in the improper time, that also can cause pigul. And therefore, we have three elements that are, like, I'll call it pigul susceptible by mincha, just like you have three elements that are susceptible for pigul when it comes to a zevach. And there are four essential steps when that thought can be relevant when it comes to a zevach, and also four essential steps when that thought can be relevant in the context of a mincha. So it seems very parallel. However, there is something which is very not parallel, which is as follows. The relation that of the three elements when it comes to a zevach, the blood, the emurim, and the basar, so how do those line up with the three elements of the mincha? The komets, the lavona, and the shirayim. So clearly the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim, and the basar, the meat of the offering, let's say a chatas, is eaten by the kohanim. So those are clearly lined up. Now, what about the komets? The komets, which is burned on the mizbeach, is that really lined up, analogous to the blood, which is thrown, zrika, applied to the mizbeach, or is it analogous to the emurim, which are burned on the mizbeach? So the answer is, even though both are huktar, both are burned in the mizbeach, functionally speaking, the komet functions like the blood, right? It's what's called the matir. When one properly offers the blood in the mizbeach, it allows the meat to be eaten, and the emurim to be burned in the mizbeach. And if you don't get the blood on the mizbeach properly, you don't burn the emurim, you don't eat the meat. It's taken elsewhere. Similarly, it's the komets that must go on the mizbeach to be the matir, to permit the consumption of the shirayim, the eating of the meal. And therefore, the komets clearly parallels the dam, which is why the four essential steps of the kamitza, of the komets, the kamitza, and so on, is really parallel to the four essential steps of the blood of those. Okay? Now, what about the lavona? The third element that we haven't discussed when it comes to zevach was the emurim, which is burned in the mizbeach. The lavona is also burned in the mizbeach, but it really doesn't function like the emurim conceptually. The emurim they're not matirim, they don't allow things to be eaten. They are nitarim, they are permitted. In other words, the blood going in the mizbeach is matir, the mizbeach to consume, so to speak, the emurim. Now, the lavona that goes in the mizbeach v'mincha, the lavona is also a matir. It allows the shirayim to be eaten. It's not a nitar. It's not permitted by the offering of the komets. So that means that, in fact, when it comes to a mincha, there are two parallel matirim. There is both the lavona and the komets, which have to be offered properly, which permit the shirayim to be eaten. And there is no real analog conceptually, in terms of function, to the emurim. Okay, so really it's not quite lined up. There's one matir, the blood, for two nitarim, the emurim and the basar, when it comes to a zevach. And there is two matirim that were compelled, both the komets and lavona, which permit the consumption of the shiraim in a mincha. Okay, so the question is, what happens if a person has chutzmano thoughts when he is doing the komets about the lavona? Okay, so the issue is, there's a principle, and in fact, there's a machlokas in this Mishnah, but both shittas agree with the following principle, which is, ein matir mefagel es a matir. If you have thoughts about chutzah zmano regarding the other matir, when you're working with matir A, you're thinking about matir B, that doesn't cause pigel. Unless the two matirim are really connected and they're really, you know, one part of a greater whole. The question is, what's the relationship between the komets and the lavona? Are they two separate matirim, or are they really one part of a greater whole? And that's the machlokas here, okay? So, just to speak this out for a second, I think it's not really so intuitive. If a person, let's go back to Zvachim. If a person, when he's doing the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika of a korban, and he's thinking bad thoughts, he thinks he's gonna eat this off, he's gonna be Mechal Shabbos. He's thinking he's gonna feed this korban to the dogs. He's thinking, this korban is so stupid, why does Hashem want me to do this? Any other bad thought that's erroneous, but not specifically about the consumption of the hemurim or of the basar in the improper time, or the offering of the blood in the improper time, that doesn't cause pigel. Okay, it doesn't even invalidate the korban. So to create pigel with a machshav, with a thought, it's a very specific thought. It's a specific thought. If you think about other bad things, that's bad, but it's not going to invalidate the korban. If it's not about chutz zman, it won't cause pigel. So I actually think of a better example right now. I'm going to use instead, which is, if you're, let's say you have to bring two korbanos together, an ola and a shlam and bonagit. Let's say, so you take your, while you're doing the shechita, the ola, you're thinking about how you're going to do the shlamim in the wrong time. That's a dumb thing to think, but it doesn't invalidate either your current ola or your future shlamim. They're not connected, right? It has to be only about thinking about this offering over here that you're doing right now. So similarly, the question is, if you're doing on the komets, the komets or the nesinim akli, etc., and you're thinking about the lavona, so the halachu b'nekta chacham, which is thinking about lavona, is it's interconnected. According to the chacham, the halach is it's a connected thing, and if you think about the lavona, it's part of the same korban, the same mincha, and therefore it will invalidate everything called pigel. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, the other shita, the two things are sort of like parallel matirim. They're two separate parallel thing, and just as you can bring the lavona before the komets or after, you see that one is a mat the other. If you think about the lavona while you're doing the komets, says Rabbi Yossi, that they're two parallel things, and therefore that is not a mefagel, that doesn't cause pickle. Because, as I said before, ein matir mefagel es a matir. Okay, so now the Chum disagree with that. They say they are connected, and therefore it would cause pickle, and that's the content of our Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Mishnah says, hakomet es a mincha. If one does kamitz on a mincha, or for that matter, nesina bakli, holacha, or haktara of the komets, le'echol shira'eha, and when he does that essential avoda, he thinks he's going to eat the rest of the mincha, the shiraim, or laktir kumtza, or to offer the, to burn up, to sense the komets lamachar in the improper time, tomorrow instead of today. So then, mod Rabbi Yossi b'zeh shehum pigul v'chayav en levgaris. He agrees, Rabbi Yossi agrees, everyone agrees. That's your classic case of pigul. Think chutzah zmano thoughts while doing an essential avoda, one of the four essential avodas of a mincha, and therefore it causes pigul, the offering is invalid, and anyone who eats it is chayav karas. However, lahakter levonasa lamachar, if while he's working with the komets, he thinks that he's going to offer the lavona, the frankincense, tomorrow, improper time, Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul ve'en bokar, says that doesn't cause pigul. That causes an invalidation. By the way, it's only a derabanan, lest you come to think the same thoughts about the actual comets. But the point is, since they're independent, parallel materim, the lavona and the comets, thinking about the lavona while doing the comets doesn't actually midorize from anything, and midorabanan doesn't make pigel. Vachama omrim pigel v'chayav nalavkaras. They say no, they're totally interconnected, and if you think thoughts about the Lavona while you're doing the Chutz L'Zamano thoughts about the Lavona while you're doing the Komet, so then indeed it causes Pigel, and one would be Chayv Karas if he eats it. Okay. Says the mission further. They have the discussion here. Amru lo mashna zu min azevach. The Chacham say to Rabbi Yossi, why should we differentiate between this mincha and a zevach? Just as when it comes to a zevach, if you think about that while you're doing any of the four blood avodos about the blood or the emorim or the basar, it makes anything pigle. So too, if you're doing the komets, if you think about the komets or the lavona or the shirayim, it should cause pigle. Amar lahem, Sir Yossi says, no, shehazevach damu basar ve'emorav echad. He says, when it comes to the three elements of a zevach, an animal offering, they're all connected. There's one match of the blood. And by doing the blood, during the blood of Oda, it's not just about the blood. It's also matir, the emurim, and also the basar. So the point is that the essential blood of Oda is doing all three things at the same time. Why doing the blood? That permits the blood, that permits the meat, and that for consumption, and also the emurim for burning on the mizbeach. They're all connected. But that's not true when it comes to a mincha. His words are ulavona eino mincha mincha, which means lavona is not really part of the mincha, but what it means is they're not all one thing. The bringing of the komets, which is the essential, the komets, that doesn't have a direct impact on the permissibility of the lavona, because you can bring the lavona first, in fact. So since they're two separate materium and they work in parallel, says he, so therefore you in a matir mefagles a matir, and thinking about lavona while doing the komets doesn't make the whole thing into pickle. Chacham disagree. They say no, they're brought in a single kli, they're brought together. True, they can be one before the other, but the point is they're part of a unified whole, a single mincha in the same kli, in the same, it's done as one process, and therefore, if one thinks about the lavona while doing the komets, indeed it does cause pickle, and that's the halacha.